Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started.
A woman in the UK had a frightening scare this past week after she noticed a 3-foot-long crocodile in her backyard. She got very scared, and when her and her neighbors deemed the animal too dangerous to approach, they called authorities. Officers from 2 different provinces and a team of wildlife experts from the local zoo were sent to the scene with snare poles, nets, and riot shields. After a very intense standoff, the police threw water from a distance at the animal and decided to approach when it didn't move. To the police's surprise, the crocodile was an inflatable toy.
3 terrified people screaming out of an upper story window at a house in Alabama this past August drew police in a hurry. They were trapped and yelling out the windows. They were unable to escape because intruders were still inside shooting at them. One victim said she had been stabbed and the blade broken off inside of her. With their own shotgun, the 3 had blown out several windows and walls defending themselves. They had even ripped out an upstairs toilet and sink and dropped them on the intruder. Police calmed the situation and later told the reporters that there were never any intruders, that the quote-unquote hostages had imagined the whole thing, except for an estimated $10,000 in damage and the woman's superficial, defensive stab wounds. But luckily, just in case you were wondering, the home's methamphetamine lab system apparently remained intact. The job of determining stress levels in whales is itself apparently very stressful. The most reliable information about tension lies in hormones, most accurately measured by researchers boarding a boat, sliding up to the whale, and waiting until it blasts snot out of its blowhole. By catching enough of it or wiping it off their raincoats, scientists can run the gunk through chemical tests. However, a team of engineering researchers at Olin College in Massachusetts told the Boston Globe in September that they were on the verge of creating a radio-controlled mucus-trapping drone that would bring greater civility to the researchers' job and reduce the add-on stress the whales must feel as being stalked by motorboats. A 38-year-old man was taken unconscious to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota in August. After allegedly choking his mother-in-law, police tried to corral the suspect by using a stun gun and chemical spray on him, but unfortunately to no effect. So how did he become unconscious? Ironically, he finally knocked himself out with an empty beer bottle.
I'm Harley D signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.